Our psalm response this morning says it all. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Each of our scripture readings this morning tell us about the Lord's wonderful works throughout the ages, guiding and protecting his people. The prophet Isaiah recalls the story of the Exodus, when the great thing that God did for his people was to lead them out of the slavery in Egypt to freedom in the promised land. This was a miraculous event from the past. However, Isaiah emphatically proclaims that God continues to do something new. It is good to remember the blessings of the past, but God's providence never quits. We need to be grateful for the present. Every day we live now is a gift from our loving Creator, a great gift, a great thing God does for us. Writing to the Philippians, St. Paul speaks of the supreme good that God has done for him. In comparison, anything of earthly value is worthless. For this reason, Paul explains that his life is focused on the following of Christ. Nothing else gives meaning to his days. The promise of eternal life with Christ keeps Paul going. Our gospel passage from St. John is a powerful account of God's loving mercy as revealed in the life of his son, Jesus Christ. The story of Jesus' meeting with a sinful woman is an example of how the scribes and Pharisees attempt to trap Jesus into speaking against the Mosaic law, and how Jesus deals with the situation with love and compassion. Jesus confronts the vicious impulses of the crowd. His response to those ready to start the stoning brings them up short. Jesus doesn't argue or preach. He simply bent down, which is something you can do if you're young, and wrote on the ground. The scribes and the Pharisees were terrified that their sins might be revealed, and they quickly get out of the picture. This is a great thing that Jesus did for a defenseless and despised person, bringing her great joy. Reflecting on these three readings can bring us back to our responsorial psalm. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. Throughout the ages, God has guided his people, those humble enough to open their hearts and souls to him, helping them to have lives full of meaning and true happiness. And so, my sisters and brothers, let today's readings get inside us and our hearts and minds. Let us ask ourselves how this plays out in each of our lives. It will be a very good thing for us and for our salvation if we recognize the great things God has done for us and continue to do for us in his mercy and love. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.